Weekend News Podcast for April 28, 2005, 2330 UTC time. I'm Mr. Miscellaneous reporting. The Lebanese government won a vote of confidence in Parliament Wednesday with an overwhelming 109-1 margin, coming just a day after Syrian occupants withdrew from the state. The vote allows for May elections called for by constitutional law and demanded by anti-Syrian opposition groups. The date for the elections is set for May 29th. The United States Central Intelligence Agency said it has finished interrogating around 105 Iraqi scientists it has been holding over weapons of mass destruction. In many cases, the wrong people were detained and subjected to questioning by inexperienced and uninformed interrogators. After more than 18 months, employees of the agency found the attempts to be futile. Dutch Minister Alexander Pechtold's radical suggestion to legalize cannabis in the Netherlands has been supported by the mayors of 20 out of 30 of the largest Dutch cities, according to an investigation by the Dutch newspaper Trouw. Pechtold promoted the legalization of cannabis throughout Europe earlier this week. Pechtold's plan are still being opposed by other members of the government. Although not fully legal under Dutch law, cannabis has been more accepted by the public in the last decade. And now time for your other headlines from Wikipedia's current events section. Death toll from the Wednesday Japan rail crash rises to 104. Rescuers find the body of the train's driver. Many are still presumed to be dead or missing. Two Palestinian teenagers are arrested at a checkpoint near Jenin after explosive charges were found on them. Passenger train is crashed into a bus in central Sri Lanka today. 35 to 50 people are feared to be dead. For more information on these news articles or more, check out wikinews.org. I'm Mr. Miscellaneous. Have a good day.